This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! Mastakita! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 55-year-old Russell Leosa of New York City, New York. Russell, he stole the tow truck. Now, he threatened the driver, hopped in, stole the truck. Keep in mind, there was a pickup truck attached to the back of it. But as he was making his getaway, the truck that was being towed still had its door open and was slamming against multiple parked cars along the street, damaging each and every single one of them, as well as ripping the driver's side door off of the truck. Then Russell made a wild turn, which caused the truck being towed to break free and roll over into oncoming traffic from the other direction. He drove a few more blocks and then abandoned the tow truck, but the whole thing was caught on the tow truck's cameras, so it didn't take long for cops to track him down and arrest him. Now, he was hit with multiple charges, including robbery, grand larceny, reckless endangerment, leaving the scene of an accident, and 11 counts of property damage. The reason we're toasting Russell is because the truck that rolled off the back of the tow truck was his.
It was.
Yeah, they were about to tow his truck. He got mad about that, stole the tow truck, and because his truck was so precious to him, he ended up ripping off the driver's side door, rolling the thing over in the middle of the damn street and oncoming traffic. He was arrested. His father, however, says, well, the reason he did that is because he thought his truck was being stolen. BS. It's a tow truck. I don't know anyone who has had their vehicle stolen via tow truck. I'm not saying that it does not happen, but typically when someone steals your car, they just break into it and steal the damn thing. Mm-hmm. So in the end, you also have a busted up truck. Congratulations. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles, but first, Ted, just so you know, squares. It's prison slang. They were rolled on square papers.
Oh.
Thank you, our previously incarcerated listener, for that information. It's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, Ray, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Well, today you have your choice of one of three stories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, for you today, we offer you Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon.
I'm going to go with Hit Me With Your Best Shot today.
Mike has more of this story coming up in headlines. But let us go to Brazil, where they say WWE steel cage match or São Paulo mayoral debate. It's hard to tell over the weekend when one Brazilian candidate attacked another as the latter was at the podium, which led to a hospital visit for the attackee. Pablo Marçal, he's a social media influencer, and he's currently polling third behind the incumbent mayor and rival, was verbally taking on his five opponents during the TV Cultura debate just last night when he started needling José Luis de Tena, who's a journalist and TV host, but keep in mind, once had a sexual harassment case brought against him. Okay, so when de Tena asked Marçal to retract his remarks about the case, Marçal called his competitor, quote, all bark and no bite, and then taunted him, noting, quote, you once came over to me during a debate to give me a slap, but you're not even man enough to do that. That's when de Tena decided to prove his manhood, rushing up to the podium and clocking Marçal on his side with something. Now, the broadcast was cut short. They went to commercial break, but believe it or not, the debate continued just without the guy that got hit. The guy that was hit, he was whisked to a local hospital, and his aides say one of his ribs was broken in the attack. Emergency officials say he also suffered a dislocated finger. As for the attacker, who has not yet been charged, he told reporters after the incident, unfortunately, I lost my head. Well, no one can disagree. Okie dokie then. What did he attack the other candidate with? Keep in mind, the other candidate is speaking at the podium. This guy gets up, rushes over there and hits him. Did he hit him with a camera tripod? Did he hit him with an iron chair? Did he hit him with the podium itself? Or did he hit him with a microphone? So camera, tripod, chair, podium, or microphone?
Well, hey, Jed, what do you think?
I feel like it's kind of like a chaos of wrestling, so I think he hit him with a metal chair.
Iron chair for two.
Miles.
I'm going to go microphone. He had it right in front of him.
All right. Where's my car?
Hi.
See him there?
I'll go microphone, too.
See, that's what I was thinking right away. I'm going to go with it. My first gut instinct, even before you read the answers.
But you're going to go microphone, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what Ray would attack you with if you made fun of him.
I've got one in front of me. Look out, Ray. So what did he attack his mayoral candidate with? A camera tripod, an iron chair, a podium, or a microphone? We'll find out next.
Ow, damn it, that's me.
That was a tease.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, hit me with your best shot on profile. This, we got two mayor candidates down in Brazil getting into a debate. I believe it was televised. But either way, they started talking crap to each other, and one of the candidates picked up something and attacked the other candidate with him. What did he hit him with? A camera tripod, an iron chair, a podium, or his microphone?
And Ray, that is the very question that we posed to you. You agreed with Miles Montgomery and Mike Hawk that it was a microphone. It was not the microphone. Now, Nathan Smith, you said, as article stated, is this a WWE match, which leads you to believe that it was a chair?
Correct.
And you are 100% correct.
It was a chair.
Oh, yeah. Came up, hit him in the ribs with the chair, man. Broke a rib. Messed him up pretty bad.
So what do you like? Poke him with the chair? As opposed to, like, over his head?
It was not over his head. The best I could tell, because I just saw a still from it, but it looks like he swung it more like a baseball bat.
All right.
And just took it into his ribs. That's a hell of a debate.
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch that.
Wow.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Obviously, let's just get it out of the way. Congratulations to the Washington State Cougars on winning the latest edition of the Apple Cup. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my brother just today, and we were talking about stuff, and I was like, yeah, it just felt a little different. A, because it wasn't in one of their stadiums.
Right.
And then B is, like, with all the conference realignment and stuff, like, I forgot, there's a lot of these old rivalry games that get played in the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah.
Like Nebraska and Colorado. Like, when I was a kid, we watched that game every year, but it was, like, Thanksgiving weekend. Same with, like, how the Apple Cup used to be. And I think, over time, we will just get kind of used to the Huskies and the Ducks playing over that weekend, as opposed to the Apple Cup or whatever they call Oregon State. I don't think they call it a Civil War anymore.
Oh, they changed the name.
They did. I just don't know what they call it. But yeah, you had a lot of those games going on this weekend, and it was kind of nice too. Like, you know, like last weekend we had it, but again, just watch it. Just having football on is great.
It is. It really is.
I mean, I'm still a Maryland fan as well. They were down there taking on their old ACC foe, Virginia,
and.
Oh, Maryland won.
Okay, cool.
But, you know, I don't know how neither of those programs are really hot right now, I would say.
Right.
It's just kind of funny. Like, my one cousin went down there, took his kids, and he's like, it's against Virginia. We got to go see it. But it's like, yeah, you do. It's just weird. And then Virginia's always going to have Virginia Tech.
Right.
Who I think they care more about than they do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think the same thing kind of happened with, like, I know a lot of Husky fans, right? Obviously, I'm a Husky fan as well. I went down on the national title last year. The Husky fans just don't seem to really hate the Cougs. I feel like the Cougs fans are a little more hostile towards the Huskies.
Sure.
But then everybody I know that's a Husky just absolutely despises the Ducks.
Yeah, as I said, the Ducks are the main source of hatred.
Correct. Seahawks, hey, W's W. Oh. Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun, exciting year. I still, you know, you got to get those W's where you can, and I say this every year, but after this weekend coming up, after you get past week three, then you can kind of settle in and figure out who's who. Right now, it's still a little bit of a crapshoot. You guys know very well as Ravens fans, like,
oh God,
what is going on there?
They're not winning.
Right, and then you have the Chiefs, who are 2-0, but kind of, I don't know. They don't look that good.
I said to Miles, the Chiefs, and I feel like this is their MO and has been basically since the Mahomes era, they're just a little bit better than whoever they play. In any given game, like, we're not here to blow you out, but we're going to win. We don't have to look good. We just need the W.
Right, because even the Super Bowls, they win.
Right, it's not a blowout. It's not lopsided. Everyone is, quote-unquote, in the game. And then at some point, they're like, we're just messing with you. We're much better than you.
And credit to the NFL. That's what makes, one of the biggest leagues in the world is the fact there is parity.
There is parity.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, the Chiefs are a little different. The Pats were different. But it's just like,
It is hard to bet the NFL sometimes, because any given Sunday, like the old saying is, it's like somebody's going to beat somebody they shouldn't, right? And they all are professional athletes.
Yeah.
So you gotta,
Yeah, but to be 2-0, it doesn't matter. You get a win, you get another win.
Right.
Those wins matter.
Yes, they do.
At the end of the year, home field advantage for whatever the deal is.
All the crap.
As long as you just squeak by. I mean, Pittsburgh Steelers are proof of that.
Right. They're 2-0. They can't
they're
score
playing,
a point,
playing
but they're
great
like
football. But guess what? They're winning.
You can't beat us. You can't beat our defense. So we only need to put up a certain amount of points because you're not going to score.
And the Patriots, their first game, you know, I mean, they beat a Cincinnati team that was supposed to kick their ass.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah, and you know what? You're exactly right. So what do you got tonight? You got one more game. You got the Battle of Birds. You got the Falcons and the Eagles. So I'm sure people will be fired up about that as well.
The Falcons just don't excite me, man. I don't know what it is. Just as a franchise, there's something about them where I'm like,
yeah, they're kind of forgettable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more of the thing. Like, look, I mean, they play fine. They do what they do. I don't think they're a great team, but I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's right. Atlanta has a
team. I'll tell you what, the Eagles seem to get a lot of primetime games the last few years.
Well, yeah, it helps when you're good.
Helps when you're good, and to the Eagles fans' credit, like they are, that's a brand that's known throughout the country, right?
Without a doubt,
right? So I mean, they get a lot of publicity and different kind of stuff. Now let's talk some Emmys. Anybody watch the Emmys last night?
I did not.
I saw a part of it. I was doing something. My wife had it on. We just looked at each other. She said, "Just flip the football." I said, "Thank you."
Yeah.
But she reported it. But I was like, "Come on, man."
Yeah. Well, it's tough, man. It's like I always talk about. I was telling Mike earlier today, like during the summertime on Sundays, I almost always watch Foods That Built America on history.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I was like, well, there's football. I'm going to watch this.
Yeah. I mean, no reason she let me do it is because she went out for dinner.
Let's just go through some of the winners and see if we actually watched any of these shows.
All right.
So, drama series. The winner was Shogun.
I have not seen that.
I saw the first episode. It looked like it's going to be good, and it's nothing against it. I just haven't made it back to following up on it.
I'm kind of in the same boat, only I haven't seen the first episode. It looks interesting. I think I watched the trailer, and it looks interesting. I really
Absolutely.
Want to.
Even the first episode, decent.
I've just got so much that I watch all the time, and it's so far back on my Rolodex of what needs to be watched that it never actually comes up.
Yeah. Comedy series over on HBO and Max, Hacks.
I barely even know the name, but I don't know much about the show.
All right. I think with some of these newer shows, what's it called? The Murderers in the Building.
I watched that one.
It's over on Hulu.
Right. And you have Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez,
mm-hmm.
which is...
One of them's a billionaire.
Yeah, it's just funny watching the three of them together, but they were there doing some host... kind of helping out the Levies with hosting. So here's a little bit of those three together being one group.
I'm Selena Gomez.
And I'm Steve Martin.
And I'm Martin.
And what an exciting night to be here at the Emmys.
I personally have never been more excited or happier.
Emmy Awards. What a magical evening it's been trying to remember people's names.
And pretending that we've seen their shows.
And when I see an actor I don't know, I just say, I loved your scene with Nicole Kidman. And 9 times out of 10, I'm right.
And see, let me just say what an honor it is for me to be working with someone who looks like he's fallen and can't get up.
And let me say what an honor it is for me to be working with someone who looks like a former women's tennis champion.
I mean, I should probably look this up, but like, how did Selena Gomez get hooked up? Because those two guys, Steve Martin and Martin Short, have basically been doing comedy with each other for decades.
Yeah.
And giving each other a hard time.
Yeah, Three Amigos. Go all the way back to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Like, I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, it's awesome. I think it looks cool.
I mean, Selena Gomez did some acting back in the Disney Channel days. Like, I think it was simultaneous with her rise in the music industry as well. So she's not a stranger to acting. I don't know about comedy. Then again, pretty much every sitcom that Disney does is more on the comedy stylings.
Sure.
So I think she's got some chops there. But
she does well on the show. I'll give her that.
Yeah. To be honest with you, she might have just found it and then ran into it.
Yeah, I would also say, too, she's such like a big Hollywood star. Between her acting and her music, that maybe, I don't know, maybe somewhere along the line, she just ran into those two guys and they were like, hey, we're doing this series. She's just so much younger than them.
Right, right.
That's what's kind of hard to like picture them having conversations when they're not writing this show. Right?
Right.
Like, what do the three of them really talk about?
What's it like to be that rich?
Yeah, right. She's probably like, what's it like to be old?
Right.
Well, Steve Martin's looked the same for the last 50 years.
He has.
I mean, yeah. He has not changed his appearance.
He has not. Let's see. Some other winners from last night. The limited or anthology series winner on Netflix, Baby Reindeer. I still haven't watched that one.
I know people are all about it.
Yeah.
Didn't it cause some kind of controversy or something? I'm not even sure what it's about, but I know people were... People are mad about every damn thing, but I deserve they were mad about something to do with the show. I don't know.
Dealing with a female stalker, a man is forced to face a dark, buried trauma. And I remember when that one came out. I don't think it came out this year, but I remember when that one came out. Everybody was... It's a jarring show from what I've heard.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. Let's see. Talk series. That was The Daily Show. That continues just kind of winning that. And then scripted variety series. They went with the last week tonight with John Oliver.
That's a great show.
I need to watch that one.
I don't have HBO anymore, but I used to watch it every Sunday night.
Nice.
I thought he did a great job of sometimes just taking one subject.
Yeah, just running with it.
And then he's like one of those guys that... he makes a bigger deal out of certain things than not, and the next thing you know, like, he's getting a sewer treatment plant named after
him. Right.
Like, he does that weird crap where, like, he takes it to a different level where the next thing you know, like, he's in a fight with a town or whatever the deal.
Right.
Yeah, because one of the first ones I remember was him messing with this Australian actor, Gladiator.
Oh, Russell Crowe.
Right. And, like, the chlamydia center for all the koala bears or whatever. And then I'm pretty sure Russell Crowe, even though he paid for it, put John Oliver's name on the chlamydia clinic
for the
koala bears, right? Because he was just like, I'm kind of tired of your S.
Right.
That's right, because he was trying to buy some of the famous artifacts, like his jockstrap or something from another famous movie he was in. But you're right, he does a great job with that stuff. I know he's done other little towns or whatever, and they're just like, all right, we don't need this much attention on our town.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. All right, speaking of being from a town and getting passed over for something, talked about this a little bit last week, but Lil Wayne, who's probably one of the more famous, I'd say, musicians from New Orleans, which is saying a lot.
Sure.
When you know, I know he's probably passed away, but you talk about like Dr. John or just like literally where jazz is invented, right? The blues, all that kind of stuff. But Lil Wayne, pretty famous, and he fully thought they were going to ask him to perform at the Super Bowl because it's in New Orleans this year. He went on Instagram Live, said, quote, I thought there would be nothing better than that spot and that stage and that perform in my city. So it hurt. It hurt a lot. And I said, it made me feel like S. It broke me. I'm just trying to put me back together. He also was like, he's like to his fans, he's like, my bad. I thought they were going to give it to me.
Sure.
And that was a lot of the talk leading up to it. As soon as they announced it, it was like, you got to have them. Kind of the same way a couple of years ago, right? When they went out to the West Coast, it's in L.A. It's like, well, we got to have Dre and Snoop and all the West Coast rappers. So it does seem kind of crazy. And they gave it to another rapper in Kendrick Lamar, but not Lil Wayne.
You think he brings his ass out there, though?
I think Kendrick could.
But it's come out for a song, because here's the thing, man. It's not like they're paying us to do this, but just hearing the roar of the crowd when you roll out there in your hometown, that's a cool thing.
And also, I'm kind of shocked just based on how just specific the music is to New Orleans, and that none of that is included, like a Grambling marching band or anybody,
right.
You know, like, or just a Carnival marching band, like a Neville Brother kind of trip. You know, but that's pretty just local to New Orleans. You either know that music or you don't. So it doesn't have that, you know, worldwide.
Right, it doesn't have the mass appeal.
So
yeah, I mean, hell, you could bring out Dumpster Funk.
Right.
And
great
like,
band, but everyone would be
Harry
like, Connick
Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of right. People would be like,
that was cool. Who was that?
You know what? I'm starting to wonder if these shows should even do the In Memorial video montage anymore. Because somehow it always ends up.
Somebody gets left out.
People,
right. So Jelly Roll was out there to sing a song live. Some people thought he wasn't the right song. It's called I'm Not Okay. Basically, because his song is about like depression, suicide,
sure,
this and that. So I mean, I don't think that. Yeah, I don't think it's that
it's a
crazy.
Sad moment.
And the thing is, he's still alive.
Right.
He's not singing someone else's song. He's singing his. So he has beat it. He's gotten through it.
Right.
And yeah, the In Memoriam, what do they want? Another one bites the dust?
I know.
Party in the USA? I mean, like, look, man, what is the appropriate song for In Memoriam?
Right. You're sad about the present situation.
Don't worry.
Yeah, but no, your rent is late.
My problem with the in memoriam and forgetting people is they mention a lot of people that, while, you know, we're speaking like the Oscars or whatnot, people within the SAG community, they might know who some
they know
these
people are.
This producer, this writer, this sound agent, engineer, yeah. Right, this agent. And they'll mention them, but then they'll miss the big ones that we as the bulk, everybody else actually knew, and they just straight up forgot to put them on there.
Yeah, I mean, some people were bitching because they were like, they left out Matthew Perry and Andre Brower. It's like, they honored him last year.
Yeah, when they died.
Right. Yeah.
So we're not going to keep going over again.
Right, just because they're bigger names and you're quite familiar with them. Like, if you missed it last year, you can't be like, hop on social media and be like, can you believe they left him out? It's like they
didn't cover Betty White. I mean, like, look, how many times do you want us to do this?
Right.
I mean, like, dude, they already covered this.
Well, will they cover him on one show but not the other? You know what I mean?
Well, generally, like, for the Emmys, you're going to cover, like...
Mostly TV.
Like, right. And Matthew Perry and Brower both did a lot of... They did movies as well, but they were more famous...
For TV stars.
James
Earl Jones was on TV. He's a movie star.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. And that's where a lot of that stuff comes from, whether or not they're going to be on that the Grammys as well. Because it's like, well, that person was a huge producer, but like Mike's saying, like, does the average run-of-the-mill fan know who that dude is?
Right.
Yeah, they're not all going to be as big as some famous producer. Oh, he said, one more game for you tonight over on ESPN. You got the Eagles hosting the Atlanta Falcons. It's week two, so I have no idea who's going to win.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Ted, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Mayoral debate goes all WWE as one candidate takes a chair to the head.
Bam.
Hero, a woman sues the airlines. Now that her downstairs looks like Arby's without the bread. Man clock going 90 to 55 zone gets a $1,005,000 ticket in the mail. To Vancouver, where one resident thought he was a whale. And a Florida man gets a DUI at work on his excavator. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to Georgia, where they take speeding seriously. A local man received an e-citation after being caught speeding in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, clocking in at an impressive 90 miles an hour. But when he received his ticket, he was stunned at his fine, $1.4 million. He called the local court to confirm that it had to be a mistake, but he was told it was not and that he would have to either pay the fine or appear in court. After the story generated some buzz, a representative clarified that he was going at a speed far enough beyond the posted speed limit that it necessitated a court appearance, putting in a quote-unquote placeholder number on his citation.
Because they know you will show up.
That's right. Going further to say that the maximum penalty for his infraction doesn't exceed $1,000, and see, that's exactly right.
You
can either pay the $1.4 million fine that you owe, or you can come on into court and we can talk about this.
That's still ridiculous, because that's not what, like, it's like AI-generated kind of thing.
Sort of. So I...
Like, a human being did not come up with this equation.
I was about to say, this doesn't sound like he got pulled over by a cop and they wrote him a ticket. This sounds like he got caught at a speed camera or something like that, and then it sent in that ticket because then it registers, you know, 25 over, something like that is high enough to warrant this kind of a fine.
It's not.
Well, isn't 25 miles over the posted speed limit technically a felony? Isn't that felony speed?
I don't know, but even if your ticket is $1,000, that's a quick lesson. I mean, nobody wants to spend $1,000 on a traffic violation,
sure.
Right? But $1.4 or $1.5 million.
That guarantees that you're going to show up in court.
Yes, it does.
That's what I wish
I had. I wish I had, like, I don't know, Elon Musk money. Now to go ahead and just pay you.
Here you go.
F you.
And I'll speed again, too. Zoom. In other news, we go to Florida, where officers got a call about a verbal altercation. They made their way to the scene, a local junkyard, where the operator of an excavator was shouting threats at all who would hear. Officers had a talk with the man and determined the cause of his frustrations. He was drunk while at work operating said excavator. Officers arrested the man for DUI and posted the story on their social media, where they informed people, quote, if you're drunk, you shouldn't be behind the wheel or the levers. No further information was shared about the incident.
You don't need to share more. We get it.
Right. He was just wasted at the junkyard, just working his excavator, because he probably goes day after day after day not having to worry about any of that. And then all of a sudden he became a problem.
Yep. The one day.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, he's probably done this before.
I would bet my bottom dollar that he's done it before. Absolutely. It's just the time that he just took a little bit too far and he got caught.
He just got caught.
Exactly.
Which I don't know who he was yelling at because there was a verbal altercation. So was it somebody that was going to the scrapyard trying to get something back from him? Was this vagrants that were just roaming about the scrapyard? Like, who in the hell was he yelling at?
The only thing I can guess is that whoever he's yelling at, he probably threatened to do something to them with the excavator.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be my guess. Elections are always, they always raise the political temperatures, but they've reached a boiling point in Brazil as well. We covered this just earlier. While on the debate stage for the mayor of Sao Paulo, viewers were left shocked at one of the candidates, after one of the candidates didn't take kindly to cross words in his direction. The candidate had his history brought back to light with his rival mentioning his sexual assault allegations that were dismissed by prosecutors, to which the candidate responded by throwing a chair at him. The battery left the candidate with difficulty breathing and suspected broken ribs, leading him to be taken to the hospital and his attacker expelled from the stage. The debate did continue with the remaining candidates.
I do like that part.
Right?
Yeah, to keep the debate going. Obviously, this guy probably not qualified.
Right.
So let's move on.
And then this guy's just a jackass that brought it up, so just to haul him off to the hospital. We don't have to care. There we go.
Also, like, it's politics. Right? I don't know why you gotta call him out, but like, he's a weak little punk.
Right.
He won't actually hit me.
Exactly.
Well, that's the wrong thing to say, because then he did, and he got your ribs broken.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to be a bitch on the stage. That's it. All right.
I will show my strength. Wild story down at the Washington-Oregon border. Authorities responded to reports of a man that was rescued from the Columbia River. A passerby had noticed him in the river while out on his jet ski and helped him back to shore where they waited for medics to arrive. When authorities got to the scene and began to treat the man, they say he continuously motioned back toward the water, eventually jumping back into the river and swimming hundreds of yards away from shore. Using a fireboat, authorities were able to eventually hoist him out of the water after repeated refusals of help from the man. They say that he was hypothermic at the time that he was taken to the hospital. No further report on his condition has been released. Is it possible that this guy just, he was suffering from hypothermia to the point of delusion?
It's possible.
You know, I'm not ruling out the idea that this guy might have been on something. That's why he was out in the Columbia River.
I think that too.
By himself in the first place. But the fact that he ran back in there away from medical help. Right. He ran back in there. They brought the boat out to get him out because if he was swimming from one side to the other, I got to assume that nobody really cares.
Right.
He was rescued because he was clearly in distress. But then for him to just sit there and say, no, I don't need any help. I don't need your help. And they still haul his ass out of there. This guy's not doing okay.
He reminds me of the guy from New Hampshire, the lobster roll eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You're choking on a lobster roll. The governor happens to be there and dislodges this thing. And as soon as you puke up whatever's jammed in your throat,
I'm back.
Right back into the competition.
It's like, thanks for the help.
Okay. All right, then.
I lost my footing out there in the river. Now let me back in there.
It is still kind of wild, that guy, the eating contest one.
Right? Yeah. Like, sat back down.
Yeah. Like, at least this guy going back in the water, I'm like, yeah, there's something wrong with you.
He also swam 200 yards out.
Right.
After that. I mean, that's still a pretty good way to go.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Mayoral debate goes all WWE as one candidate takes a chair to the head.
Bam.
Here, all the woman sues the airlines. Now that her downstairs looks like Arby's without the bread. Man clock going 90 to 55 zone gets a $1,005,000 ticket in the mail. To Vancouver, where one resident thought he was a whale. And a Florida man gets a DUI at work on his excavator. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to Georgia, where they take speeding seriously. A local man received an e-citation after being caught speeding in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, clocking in at an impressive 90 miles an hour. But when he received his ticket, he was stunned at his fine, $1.4 million. He called the local court to confirm that it had to be a mistake, but he was told it was not and that he would have to either pay the fine or appear in court. After the story generated some buzz, a representative clarified that he was going at a speed far enough beyond the posted speed limit that it necessitated a court appearance, putting in a quote-unquote placeholder number on his citation.
Because they know you will show up.
That's right. Going further to say that the maximum penalty for his infraction doesn't exceed $1,000, and see, that's exactly right. You can either pay the $1.4 million fine that you owe, or you can come on into court and we can talk about this.
That's still ridiculous, because that's not what, like, it's like AI-generated kind of thing.
Sort of.
Like, a human being did not come up with this equation.
I was about to say, this doesn't sound like he got pulled over by a cop and they wrote him a ticket. This sounds like he got caught at a speed camera or something like that, and then it sent in that ticket because then it registers, 25 over, something like that is high enough to warrant this kind of a fine.
It's not.
Well, isn't 25 miles over the posted speed limit technically a felony? Isn't that felony speed?
I don't know, but even if you're taking it as $1,000, bucks, that's a quick lesson. I mean, nobody wants to spend $1,000 on a traffic violation,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But $1.4 or $1.5 million.
That guarantees that you're going to show up in court.
Yes, it does.
That's what I wish insanity, though.
I wish I had, Elon Musk money. Now to go ahead and just pay you.
Here you go.
F you.
And I'll speed again, too. Zoom. In other news, we go to Florida where officers got a call about a verbal altercation. They made their way to the scene, a local junkyard, where the operator of an excavator was shouting threats at all who would hear. Officers had a talk with the man and determined the cause of his frustrations. He was drunk while at work operating said excavator. Officers arrested the man for DUI and posted the story on their social media where they informed people, quote, "If you're drunk, you shouldn't be behind the wheel or the levers." No further information was shared about the incident.
You don't need to share more. We get it.
Right? He was just wasted at the junkyard just working his excavator because he probably goes day after day after day not having to worry about any of that. And then all of a sudden he became a problem.
Yep, but one day.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, he's probably done this before.
I would bet my bottom dollar that he's done it before. Absolutely. It's just the time that he just took a little bit too far and he got caught.
He just got caught.
Exactly.
Which I don't know who he was yelling at because there was a verbal altercation. So was it somebody that was going to the scrapyard trying to get something back from him? Was this vagrants that were just roaming about the scrapyard? Like, who in the hell was he yelling at?
The only thing I can guess is that whoever he's yelling at, he probably threatened to do something to them with the excavator.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be my guess. Elections are always, they always raise the political temperatures, but they've reached a boiling point in Brazil as well. We covered this just earlier. While on the debate stage for the mayor of Sao Paulo, viewers were left shocked at one of the candidates, after one of the candidates didn't take kindly to cross words in his direction. The candidate had his history brought back to light with his rival mentioning his sexual assault allegations that were dismissed by prosecutors, to which the candidate responded by throwing a chair at him. The battery left the candidate with difficulty breathing and suspected broken ribs, leading him to be taken to the hospital and his attacker expelled from the stage. The debate did continue with the remaining candidates.
I do like that part.
Right?
Yeah, to keep the debate going. Obviously, this guy probably not qualified.
Right.
So let's move on.
And then this guy's just a jackass that brought it up, so just to haul him off to the hospital, we don't have to care. There we go.
Also, it's politics. Right? I don't know why you got to call him out, but he's a weak little punk.
Right.
He won't actually hit me.
Exactly.
Well, that's the wrong thing to say, because then he did, and he got your ribs broken.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to be a bitch on the stage. That's it. All right.
I will show my strength. Wild story down at the Washington-Oregon border. Authorities responded to reports of a man that was rescued from the Columbia River. A passerby had noticed him in the river while out on his jet ski and helped him back to shore where they waited for medics to arrive. When authorities got to the scene and began to treat the man, they say he continuously motioned back toward the water, eventually jumping back into the river and swimming hundreds of yards away from shore. Using a fireboat, authorities were able to eventually hoist him out of the water after repeated refusals of help from the man. They say that he was hypothermic at the time that he was taken to the hospital. No further report on his condition has been released. Is it possible that this guy just, he was suffering from hypothermia to the point of delusion?
It's possible.
It could be. I'm not ruling out the idea that this guy might have been on something. That's why he was out in the Columbia River.
I think that too.
By himself in the first place. But the fact that he ran back in there away from medical help. Right. He ran back in there. They brought the boat out to get him out because if he was swimming from one side to the other, I got to assume that nobody really cares.
Right.
He was rescued because he was clearly in distress. But then for him to just sit there and say, no, I don't need any help. I don't need your help. And they still hauled his ass out of there. This guy's not doing okay.
It reminds me of the guy from New Hampshire, the lobster roll eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You're choking on a lobster roll. The governor happens to be there and dislodges this thing. And And as soon as you puke up whatever's jammed in your throat,
I'm back.
Right back into the competition.
It's like, thanks for the help.
Okay. All right, then.
I lost my footing out there in the river. Now let me back in there.
It is still kind of wild, that guy, the eating contest one.
Right? Yeah. Like, sat back down.
Yeah. Like, at least this guy going back in the water, I'm like, yeah, there's something wrong with you.
He also swam 200 yards out.
Right.
After that. I mean, that's still a pretty good way to go.
Yeah.
And they pull you out, and now you have hypothermia?
Exactly.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Thank you, Alan. We've got some good news in the fight against cancer. Moderna has developed a vaccine that's showing some promise in testing. The vaccine is designed to improve people's immune systems to better recognize and kill cancerous cells, and it's already shown encouraging results in early trial testing in the UK. The vaccine mainly targets proteins found on cancerous tumors, and in a test involving 16 patients, 50% produced results in which their tumors showed no further growth and no new tumors formed during the testing period. They're encouraged by these results, and with further testing, are hoping that this can be an off-the-shelf treatment.
Which would be good.
That's awesome.
As long as you're cool with them implanting microchips.
Exactly. Yeah, it's an mRNA vaccine. Yeah. So it's gonna implant a microchip, and you know, it's gonna change your DNA makeup, but better than cancer.
Keep you alive.
Cancer-free.
Better than cancer.
Life form, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta jump on that side of the boat there. Better than cancer.
Bedroom Sports, the Mariners showed up over the weekend, taking the Rangers 3-4 and improving their stance in the wild card race to just 2.5 games back. Houston still doing their thing with the Mariners losing their footing and dropping back to 4.5 games back at their first to last week. They're like on a 4-game winning streak. So catching Houston is probably not a likelihood at this point, just because 4.5 games is a lot.
I'm not even sure we should talk about this. I think we should just be quiet and see what happens. That's the strategy.
A good idea there, Miles.
I'm serious.
I'm still not holding out hope, but they've got the day off today to rest up before the Yankees come to down tomorrow for a 3-game series. So we might see what happens there. In the world of your Seattle Seahawks, in spite of the Patriots showing some disrespect by bringing Malcolm Butler out to start the game.
I mean, I didn't like seeing him, but I get 100% of how the Patriots did.
I know why they did it. Our boys put together a great show, eventually leading to an overtime victory in New England to improve to a 2-0 record. They'll celebrate the victory and get back on the horse before the Dolphins come to town next week for Sunday's game. Well done, Seahawks.
Oh, we could have brought out Deion Branch, but that wouldn't burn him nearly as bad as that move.
Kid, Malcolm Butler. That was an aura move right there. Sports on the night. You got Monday Night Football over on ESPN. The Falcons are in Philly taking on the Eagles, and that game is currently underway. As far as your weather, got some cloud cover moving in tonight to drop things down to about 54 degrees. That makes for an overcast day tomorrow, expecting a high of 63. Low chance of rain, but we should have some light winds as well. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as we sit and spin. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.